I think the biggest thing is, and that's where we talked earlier about, or I mentioned earlier about education, is that we have a community that is very dedicated to the car. And the last transportation master plan that this one just replaced was developed 20 years ago, and it did not, there's the word bike isn't mentioned in it. So because of the long time span before the next one, some of the current trends, if you will, for people wanting to be more active in their transportation, so as Tanya said, you know, whether it's cycling or walking to work or walking to the store, those sort of things, Belleville is not as conducive to that at the moment. But from the cycling specific, it's drivers not necessarily understanding that a bike is a vehicle on the road, and when you're passing that vehicle, being the bike, you have to do it safely and when it's safe to do so. So on College Street, you move into the other lane. You don't just squeeze by the bike. And so I think that's the biggest thing, because that, it only takes once or twice before people that are interested in cycling get scared and say, you know what, I'm going to ride on the sidewalk because I'm safer there.
Yeah, and you see, I see most cyclists riding on the sidewalk because they feel safer there. And that's not necessarily safe for the pedestrians, and not necessarily safe for the cyclists or the drivers, because now the drivers expect them to be on the sidewalk, and then they're coming off the sidewalk and in an unexpected place. So anyway, there's a lot of work to be done to change the mindset in the community around having a multimodal transportation system versus just a car-centric transportation system.
So it's educating both the drivers and the cyclists
as well.